You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, with the World Series is upon us, Tampa Bay and the L.A. Dodgers. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Mark Teixeira, Major League Baseball All-Star, helped to preview the World Series. But also, one in nine men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. And in honor of Men's Health Awareness Month, the Depend brand is partnering with Teixeira and the Prostate Cancer Foundation for the Stand Strong for Men's Health campaign, an initiative to raise awareness and celebrate the strength of men taking charge of their health. Mark Teixeira joins us here on Sports Map Radio. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the initiative to help raise awareness, as I talked about earlier, in the important conversation about men's health.
Yeah, I'm just really excited to partner with Depend on the Stand Strong for Men's Health initiative. You know, one in nine men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, so this is something that is going to be very close to a lot of men out there. And unfortunately, the major side effect of prostate cancer is incontinence and caused by the treatment. So I'm just partnering with Depend to make sure that we destigmatize those issues and know that there's people out there to support.
And with the World Series upon us, before we get to the matchups, Mark, let's talk a little bit about COVID baseball and your perception of what the league had to do in order to get the season in. Is there elements of what we've seen during this 60-game season and even postseason that you might or may like to see down the road? What about these seven-inning doubleheaders, the runner at second base in the extra innings, an extra playoff team? Are those elements that you'd like to see going forward, or is this a one-shot deal?
Well, there's a lot to unpack in 2020 in the Major League Baseball season, but there are a few things that I'd like to keep. I would really like to keep the DH. I think we're done watching pitchers hit. Nobody missed it. I know the pitchers didn't miss it. It's going to keep them healthier and keep the game a little bit crisper. So I'd like to see the DH stay. I'm not a huge fan of putting a runner on second base in extra innings. I wouldn't mind seeing tie baseball games. And the reason I wouldn't mind to see that is games are too long. And so when you talk about games, I mean, these playoff games are getting to be 4 hours long for a 9-inning game. And that's just getting ridiculous. So I wouldn't mind keeping the 7-inning doubleheaders as well for the same issues. You know, we want to keep these guys healthy. So actually having 7-inning doubleheaders would allow for more off days, maybe not playing so much while you're traveling. Those cross-country flights can be brutal, and then you're playing the next day. So, I think there are some things that we can keep. And, the DH, the seven-inning doubleheader, I think is good.
So let's get to the World Series. Let's start with the Tampa Bay Rays. They've bucked the trend over the last couple of years. They're not a huge spending team, and yet they find themselves in the postseason, and now they find themselves in the World Series. What about the way the Rays plays impresses you the most?
Well, it starts with their pitching and defense. And, you know, they're not going to knock the cover off the ball. During the regular season, they were 12th in baseball. So they're kind of middle of the pack offensive team. But what they can do is pitch and play D. And, you know, when you look at guys like Charlie Morton and Tyler Glass now and Blake Snell, they have three top-line starters. They have huge arms in the back of the pen with Castillo and Fairbanks, bunch of guys in the middle that can get outs. And they just always seem to be in the right place defensively. I mean, if you look at that Astros series, there were tons of balls that the Astros hit that you're like, oh, that's a double or that's a single or that's a base clearing ball in the gap, and there's a Rays player standing right there. So I think it starts with their pitching and defense. They have been hitting more home runs this postseason, but I don't think you can really rely on that against the great Dodgers pitching staff. So they're going to have to continue to pitch.
As a person that spent 14 years in this league and somebody who now commentates on this, on baseball, and knowing the economics of it, should fans be surprised at the success of the Rays, or does it show that if you have the right kind of foundation, these things can happen?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think most fans need to understand what the Rays do and how they're able to do that. So, you know, what the Rays have done for the past 10 plus years, really, is, you know, they have a good young group of guys that they put together because they're not trading away their prospects. They never add payroll. So they're not making big deadline deals and trading away prospects. For a long time, they drafted high because they weren't very good. And so, He started in the late 2000s with a bunch of good young players, and I'm sorry, you know, 2008, 9, 10. And so those good young players were drafted, and then when they got good and got expensive, they were traded for more good prospects. And so the reason the payroll is low but the talent level is high is that this is their system. They're never going to be a team to sign big free agents. They're not going to give up draft picks, and they're not going to trade away good young talent and adding payroll. So not many teams can do this. I think, you know, the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox of the world, they're always going to want to keep their stars. They're going to want to, you know, be competitive every single year, and that media market demands it. But the Rays definitely have a little niche here where they can get away with having a low payroll.
Mark Teixeira joining us here on Wake Up Call and Sports Map Radio, talking about the World Series and also the Stand Strong for Men's Health campaign. And for more information on that, visit depend.com/en-us/standstrong. Mark, when it comes to Randy Arozarena, what do you notice about his at-bats that is making him such a threat in this postseason?
He's just an incredible talent. I mean, I don't know how you pitch to this guy. I think the only way the Dodgers can keep him from doing damage is just put the four fingers up and put him on first base. He's hitting balls up in the zone. He's been hitting balls down in the zone. He's got a short, quick swing, hits the ball to all fields. He's a complete player right now. And someone that's really just burst onto the scene really just since September. Because if you'd ask most baseball fans and even most baseball analysts, back when the season started, you know, who's Randy Arozarena? They'd say, oh, I think he was that guy that the Cardinals traded last year.
Yeah, right.
and now he's come up and just become an incredible talent. And he's a must-watch at-bat in baseball right now. And his 7 home runs this postseason, it's a rookie record. And, you know, unless the Dodgers just put him on base with an intentional walk, he's going to keep doing it.
So a lot of people have been asked this question. A lot of the baseball analysts have pondered this, so I'll ask you the same question. What is your analysis of why Clayton Kershaw struggles in October but not during the regular season?
Man, I wish I had a really good answer for you, but I'm going to give you my best guess. My best guess is that, you know, for so long, Clayton Kershaw was the horse of the Dodgers staff. He was that guy that everybody expected to go 8 innings every start. You know, to take the ball in close games and give you those extra innings, those extra outs. So by the time he got to October, he was always pretty beat up. I mean, he had a lot of innings on that arm, a lot of high stress innings. And, you know, the Dodgers never really had a bunch of great starters around him that they could rely on. So what happens in October is you have increasingly stressful situations where a pitcher who might have a few too many miles on his arm by that time of the year just doesn't have the stuff, and maybe his pitches aren't as crisp as they were earlier in the season. That's the best answer I can give, because Clayton Kershaw is a first ballot Hall of Famer. His regular season numbers are incredible. They're like video game numbers. You can't even believe in the offensive world that we live in right now that he's putting up those numbers. Just hasn't been able to get it done in October.
All right, so I'll get you out with this prediction and analysis. You got the Rays and the Dodgers, the loaded lineup against this Rays team that seems to be good in all the right areas. How do you see this series? Who has the edge and why?
Well, I think the Dodgers have the edge just from a talent standpoint, but I am not counting out the Rays. And there's a lot of people that are close to that team, whether from the media or guys that scout the Rays, that say that they just figure out how to win games. And yeah, that's the best thing I can say about Tampa Bay, is they figure out how to get the job done. And whether that's with a big home run or, you know, a hit with men in scoring position, or Charlie Morton going out there and throwing shutout innings in a game 7, the Rays are a great team. You got to give Kevin Cash a ton of credit. But from a pure talent standpoint, you know, you match up this Dodgers team and they're better than anybody in baseball, and they've proved it all year.
Mark Teixeira again joining us here on Wake Up Call, former Major League Baseball player and analyst, also a part of the Stand Strong for Men's Health campaign brought to you by Depend. Really appreciate your time, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Mark Teixeira also on a Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. So I like the Rays. I agree with him. I think this is a team you can't sleep on. Obviously, if a team that beats the Yankees and beats the Astros can beat the Dodgers in this series. But it is a clash of two different styles, and it's one that where the Dodgers are in that sort of element of where people believe you get success in baseball. They've seen the Yankees win the World Series. They've seen the Red Sox win the World Series. They've seen success with the Dodgers. They've seen these sort of high market, high payroll teams become successful, almost forgetting that within the decade, we've seen Kansas City World to World Series. We've seen success from the Pirates getting into the playoffs in the early part of the decade. You've seen Tampa go into the postseason and now making their second World Series appearance in the franchise history in two totally different methods of doing it, going after some big dollar signees and also figuring out, all right, if you're good enough for us to warrant the large payroll, you got to get out of here for other talent to come on in. By the way, Freol, industrial strength Freol spreads deep into rusted and frozen parts that frees them with ease. Three-part formula delivers three times more lubricant. It takes less spray, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil to get the job done right. Freol also is body shop safe. That means it's safe on paints, plastic parts, and silicone free. Deep penetrating Freol, you can find it at auto parts stores, including Napa, AutoZone, and of course, O'Reilly. We'll come up more thoughts on the NFL as we continue along with Wake Up Call.